Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing It Is Well, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
heart and your life. God forgives you. Amen. And maybe you need some of that today. Because you're not, I'm not, none of us are perfect. We need forgiveness. We need to be forgiven. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today, even when we deserve hell because of the cross of Christ, we now stand under the grace of our God. So God sees and He judges, and in Christ He declares that we have now experienced recreation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things will pass away, behold, all things become new. Number two, and these two, the next two are short. Creation shows us the scope of God's authority. So how much right does God have to step into your life? Every bit of it. There's a key phrase of distinction in verse 4. He says, and God saw the light and it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. So God separated the light. He separated it from the darkness. And then we find that there's a distinction. There's light and then there's darkness. So He called the day, the light day, and the darkness night. So there's a distinction in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's the fact. Here comes the distinction. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So those who don't believe in Him will perish. Those who believe and receive will have eternal life with Him. God's saving love is expressed in no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's reserved for those today who come to Him by faith in Christ. You've got to have Christ in your life. So God makes distinctions that there are only two groups of people. Good people and those that are not good people. But preacher, saved and lost. See, you're in one of two categories. And you're not jumping from one to another. You either are or you are not. You either saint or you ain't. And I'm not trying to be cute and poetic here, okay? God's people, let me tell you, are those who are not controlled by self anymore. They control by the power and the presence of God. So you can take Genesis 1 and you can connect it to John 1, which really Genesis 1 and John 1 are so intertwined together. It's amazing because here's the recreation, and the recreation is found in Jesus. And I'm telling you today, if you're not saved, I don't care what church you're a member of. I don't care what your past has been. I don't care how sorry or how good you are. The fact is, that's all immaterial. There's only one sin that's going to keep you out of heaven, and that's the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You must be born again. And the being born again, the recreation, is you acknowledge you are a sinner. You recall that Jesus died for you on the cross, and you receive Him into your heart. Therefore, you then, upon that reception, you are saved. So it's found in the I Am's of Jesus. In John, He says, I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. So God didn't call you to just be a nice person. God called you to be a child of God. And to live what you say that you believe. The bulk of Christianity is our lives have been transformed. Or have you? And if you've been transformed, are you living the transformation that you have received? We were once dead, but now we've been made alive in Christ. The transformation of salvation is that great distinction today. We are separated. God separates darkness and light in creation, and God separates darkness and light in our lives when we're saved. We no longer pursue the darkness of sin and shame and degradation and all the wickedness of this world. We now are in pursuit of God. We want to live holy and separated lives for Christ. Has that happened to you? Yeah, I'm going to ask you if you're just saved. I'm asking you today, are you saved? And then I'm asking you today, are you sold out to Jesus? Is your allegiance to Him? Can God count on you? Can God today depend upon what you are and what you profess and that He lives within you today? See, folks, if you still have the same old sinful habits, the same old lifestyles, the same old attractions, something's wrong with your salvation. Third point. Creation shows us the joy of a new day. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Every evening is followed by a new morning, isn't it? So glad to see the sun come up this morning. That every day, listen, every dark night of the soul is followed by the sun coming up. We're reminded that God's never-ending, complete steadfastness is faithful and love. He is a faithful God. Jeremiah said, His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. David said, Your weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. This points us to the gospel of Jesus. See, the life of Jesus led to the cross, the crucifixion, the darkness that covered the earth. You remember that? And that darkness was dispelled when Jesus says, It is finished! Glory to God! He had accomplished what the Father had sent Him to do. Darkness was followed by, on that Sunday, 3 days later, the light. Because they rolled away the stone. And He was not there, for as the angel of the Lord said, He is risen, amen. The darkness of sin and the shame of sin and all the darkness of the world was shattered by the light of God's love through His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So the cross was not the end of the story. The cross is the beginning of the story. And if you don't have the cross in your life, you're on a dead end straight. The punishment from God was rendered on Christ. He bore our sins and carried our sorrows, the Word of God says. He was a man of sorrows and afflicted and bore the shame of our sins. The resurrection tells us something today that we have. Thank God. And as I close, I tell you what we've got. We've got hope. We have hope in Christ today. You know, perhaps today you're going through some dark valleys and times of your life right now. Maybe it's in your walk with the Lord. Maybe it's in your walk in the life that God has given you. Maybe it's in your home. Maybe it's in the challenges of your health. But I'm going to tell you today, there's hope today. There's hope, for there is a light. And that light is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He wants to light up your life and change you. Because of the resurrection of Jesus today, you do have hope. And you know what's so amazing about this? You can come and bring all those places that you're struggling with today of darkness, and you can permit His life to penetrate the darkness and change you today. He is the Creator. Why don't you let Him recreate your life today? Let Him take the dark valleys and let Him turn those dark valleys to victory right now. Stand to your feet, please. Your altars are open for you today. God wants to move on your life. You don't have to wait until the preacher prays. You don't have to wait until the music starts. Right now, God's calling His people to come to an altar today and just surrender all unto God. Maybe you're in the valleys of the shadows today. Maybe you're going through the dark places of your life. Let me tell you, your victory is right here. If you stay where you are and what you're in today, you're going to stay in the darkness of where you're at. But God says, come on, step into the light. Come on. Come on, step into the light. Who'll be the first one to step into the light today? Father, move upon us right now. May the Spirit of our Savior today help us. And, oh God, lift our hearts as we worship You today. As we declare how great and how good our God is. You can change every life and every heart that will come. Will You come today? Will You come? Come on.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter. Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.